Oh, it's Monday. Just start the news.
WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One man is being sought after a murder Saturday night at the Flats on 12 apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway. According to a College Station police news release, it's believed 22-year-old Trey Gonzalez of College Station met with the victim for a drug deal when the victim was shot and killed. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Christopher Maurice Idlebird Jr. of College Station. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Just before midnight last night, College Station police responded to the Valero Corner store on Harvey Road for an armed robbery. According to a news release, one black man entered the store with a handgun and demanded money. The suspect took an undisclosed amount of money and fled into a nearby apartment complex. No one was injured. A jury sentenced a College Station man to 35 years in prison last week for setting fire to an ex-girlfriend's apartment 2 years ago. 3 days before setting the fire, 30-year-old Logan Newsom threatened his then-pregnant girlfriend, broke into her apartment, and poured water on her televisions. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, prosecutors played a recorded conversation between the victim and Newsom in which he acknowledged starting the fire. Prosecutors also presented the jury with evidence of Newsom's prior criminal history, including convictions for burglary, theft, criminal mischief, and possession of a controlled substance. College Station ISD staff pledged over $100,000 this year through the Project Smile Giving Campaign. CSISD Education Foundation Director Teresa Binden says about 45% of district employees are participating through automatic payroll deduction or a one-time gift.
One of the things that I was really striving for this year was really more about participation rather than dollars. So I really was encouraging people just to at least give a dollar in their, for their paycheck, and so that would only be $24 a year. But, you know, when you have every single employee doing a dollar a paycheck, that really adds up quickly.
Binden says the internal fundraising campaign benefits educational programs throughout the district, including teacher grants and student scholarships. As early voting starts today for local elections, those who live in College Station are considering four contested races.
One of them is the College Station City Council Place 3 position. Dallas Shipp and Linda Harvell among those participating in last week's Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. Questions included communication issues. Shipp says the giant elephant is Texas A&M.
The mayor, kind of poking that bear, and I think that you've got a lot of people on both sides of the street that have a lot of interest, and I think that a lot of times they do overlap.
Harvell brought up the Planning and Zoning Department expanding public notices beyond what's legally required.
The city has a tremendous amount of information, but we need to do a better job of keeping our citizens informed, and, you know, just giving them the opportunity to know what's going on in their own neighborhood.
The candidates' form can be heard online at WTAW.com and learn voting locations, dates, and times online at BrazosVotes.org. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Five former presidents in a star-studded lineup took the stage at Reed Arena Saturday night from the Deep from the Heart One America Appeal concert. The Hurricane Relief concert featured special guest Lady Gaga, who also revealed that she donated $1 million to the cause. We'll hear more from her a little bit later in the show. And there are pictures and audio from everyone at the concert online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Blinn College, Max Express Food Mart, Atkinson Toyota, and InTech Pest Control. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rutter, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
This is Miss Tony from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Forever Mark is a diamond collection from the De Beers Group of Companies that comes with a promise that it's beautiful, responsibly sourced, and rare. Less than 1% of all diamonds meet the standards to be included in this collection. And De Beers has chosen Montelongo's Fine Jewelry as the exclusive Forever Mark retailer in the Brazos Valley. Stop by our showroom and celebrate the one in a million woman in your life with a one in a million Forever Mark diamond this holiday season. Exclusively at Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call to 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to build our way, and that system's going to be responsible for nice weather through the middle portion of the work week. Sunshine today will warm up very close to 80 degrees later this afternoon. Should be clear tonight, down to 50 to 55. Sunshine tomorrow, a little bit cooler. Temperatures only reaching 75 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 45 to 50. The outlook for Wednesday, abundant sun and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, hey, Astros fans, guess what?
McCullers, hands at the belt, hands over the head of the windup, the 2-0. And Bird skies this one, shallow center. Correa out, Springer in, Springer calling everyone off. Springer makes the catch, and the Astros are headed to the World Series.
In case you hadn't been checking Facebook or Twitter here lately, the Astros did get the big win on Saturday. They're heading to their second ever World Series. The first time as the American League representative, will break down that matchup, as well as plenty of high school football games going on Friday night. We'll give you some scores. The Aggies, despite not playing this weekend, actually improved in the AP poll. They're just outside of that top 25, inching ever so closer. And the Cowboys got a big win yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, you know, until you get to about the top six, it really doesn't
yes,
matter.
It does, Scott.
It does.
Well, it matters if your coach is on the hot seat, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
well,
good point.
And there is plenty of ball left to be played, for as, sure.
As plenty of ball.
As Al
plenty
Davis says, just win, baby.
Just
that's
win.
All.
And that's what well, you know, here recently, it's not as if the Aggies have been winning and in amazing fashion,
right?
Or in pretty fashion,
they're
but
they've just
been
getting
winning.
It done.
Yeah. So,
okay,
we'll see.
A dub's a dub.
So, bringing a new little person into the world—what a wonderful, wonderful, memorable time mm-hmm. that is! And Cody Hulse of Greensburg, Pennsylvania, certainly no different. So, 25 years of age, he's a daddy. I don't know if it's for the first time or not, but it'll be memorable for another reason. Apparently, a Pennsylvania man has been jailed on charges that he sold heroin in the hospital maternity ward room where people were visiting his newborn daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
Cody.
Yeah. You gotta make some money, though, right?
Well,
I mean, you got a kid now.
The opportunity.
That's it. See, good point. He needs more money now because there's a child in his life.
Yeah.
Cody, arraigned on Friday on charges including heroin delivery and endangering the welfare of children, declined to comment afterwards.
Well, in the maternity ward. Come on, man.
But how is he endangering the children? It's not like they were going to buy the heroin.
Well, but, you know, people probably get crazy when they get on heroin and their children around. Authorities said that he got busted after Greensboro police stopped a vehicle Thursday and found heroin and paraphernalia. The occupants told police that they had just bought the drugs. That's it. Narc him out.
Oh, yeah.
Said they just bought the drugs from Cody there at the health center. Mm-hmm. Police say that they went to the maternity room and they confronted him. He acknowledged selling the drugs, and he had heroin in his pocket.
Oh, man. Cody.
Police say that his girlfriend, the baby's mother, so once again, we haven't done things in the right order.
No.
Told them that she didn't know about the drug deals. Okay. As if she's going to go, oh, yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah, he sells them all the time. Good morning, baby, your daddy will be out when you turn 5.
Info.
Mation. We're going to go see him.
That's right. Yeah, that's
Bring
it.
Bring some crayons. We'll have coloring time.
That's right. Oh. Daddy will always remember, yes.
Until you find yourself in that position, I wouldn't judge, you know?
Well, that's true. I'm sure that he's going to do everything right from now on. Fingers crossed.
In 1983, Epicure's Catering started designing special events and exceptional experiences. With Epicure's Catering, your menu options are limitless and your meal will be perfect. Epicure's caters all kinds and all sizes of events, anything and everything. Epicure's offers a full bar service, delivery service, staffing, and tastings for your event. Epicure's Catering. Reach us at 979-695-0985. That's 979-695-0985. Epicure's Catering, where imagination meets reality.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 615. Did you hear him say it's going to be 45 maybe tomorrow?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man.
A low of 45.
Well, once again, I mean, it's the second half of October. That stuff's probably supposed to be happening.
I was going to say, I guess it's time.
Yep. and tomorrow's going to be windy. North winds 10 to 15, gusting to 25.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a nice day yesterday.
Yes. It was gorgeous outside.
Sat outside, read a little bit. It was pretty okay.
Nice.
Nice
to
have.
Read.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't moving my lips or anything. It was really cool. All right, so here we go. It's birthday time. It is TV talk show host day. That's a little bit specific, I guess. Right?
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you, today is Johnny Carson's birthday. So.
Well, okay, maybe that's the reason. That could be it. It's a Boston Cream Pie Day.
Okay. Mm.
There's nothing about this thing that is correct. It's not a pie. I don't think it started in Boston.
Okay.
But it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's funny? I don't know if I've ever had Boston Cream Pie.
Uh-huh.
But there's a yogurt that's flavored like Boston Cream Pie. And I used to go crazy about it when I was younger.
Okay. So in other words, it like probably tastes like that, but you were taking their word for it because
right.
you hadn't
had it
before.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea. Yeah, okay. No clue. But all yeah, right. Yoplait had a flavor, you know, because they do a bunch of different flavors.
Sure, sure,
and
sure.
So Boston Cream Pie, man. So
here we
good.
Go. November 23rd, National Boston Cream Pie Day. Don't let the name fool you. Boston Cream Pie is a cake. Two layers of buttery sponge cake sandwiched with a cream. That's pastry cream and vanilla cream filling. Or custard, and then topped with a glaze of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to go wrong with that. I don't know. Probably, I have no idea if you can go to the grocery store and get those little sealed slices of cake, but I would think that a Boston cream pie is probably not the best choice. Just saying, because you never know how long it's been refrigerated
exactly.
or not. It's iPod Day. We'll talk about that later on today. First one costs $399. And it's National Slap Your Irritating Coworker Day. Hey, that's why we work in separate rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're not sure. Or it could be, for instance, National
stay out of reach.
Slap Your Irritating Radio Salesperson Day. It could be that.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah. And it's Mole Day.
Mole.
Today's mole.
No, not the animal.
Oh.
Mole is a chemical term for Avogadro's number. Which, of course, as we all know, is 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd power.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a big deal for chemistry students.
Okay.
That's why Mole Day is celebrated yearly on October 23rd, okay, at 6:02 a.m. So
we
missed it a little bit.
But dang
see, it's 6:02 times 10 to the 23rd power. So
do you think they throw, like, mole parties at 6:02 in the morning?
Chemistry students?
Yeah.
What do you think? They're probably in the lab, have their heads down, and they're calculating things.
True.
But nonetheless, all right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Amanda Steinberg.
Okay.
I believe I'm pronouncing that last name right. I'm getting all choked up just thinking about it. She's turning 19.
Okay.
She plays Rue in The Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there you go. If you're a tween girl, then you probably recognize. Ireland
or
Baldwin.
Or if you're almost 30.
Yeah. I read the first Hunger Games book, and I've seen the movie. So,
right.
Yeah, there you go. I'm getting
plugged
in touch.
Into that.
Yeah. Ireland Baldwin is turning 22 today.
Oh.
Now, of course, she's Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin's daughter, and she's the one who got the infamous phone call.
That's right.
About her being
the
mean.
The voicemail.
Rude, thoughtless little pig. Emilia Clarke is turning 31, plays Daenerys Targaryen on soap opera
of
with
course.
Swords.
Yep.
She's nice looking. Masayla Lucia?
No.
What?
Really?
Masayla Lucia. Okay, so she plays George's daughter, or George's daughter Carmen on the George Lopez show.
Oh, okay.
So she's also very attractive. Meghan McCain is turning 33 today. John McCain's daughter.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Of course, she's also in The View now, I believe. Yeah, so she's doing big things. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds is turning 41 today. So go ahead, Chelsea. Go ahead.
Man. He's married to Blake Lively.
Yep, that's right.
She's also attractive. Michelle Beadle is turning 42 today. She'd be attractive if she just didn't say stupid stuff all the time.
She's
a sports girl.
She's the sports anchor who said because Cam Newton, she somehow turned Cam Newton's thing into white men problems.
Oh, she was the one.
That was her.
Yeah, she's a lot more famous now than she was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
right?
So she's turning 42 today. Jimmy Wayne is turning 45, country singer.
Uh-huh.
He hasn't come out with anything in a long time. Doug Flutie turning 55 today.
Dr. Pepper commercial.
His Dr. Pepper commercial is so funny.
I'm in.
Here's a boy's medium.
Doug Flutie is very self-aware, especially when it comes to, you know, his diminutive stature.
He is a little guy.
You know how it is, Scott.
So play,
hey, play ball here. We got to see him.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
BC played A&M here. Did they
win?
I'd have to go back and look. I'll look that up.
We'll find that later.
All right, yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic is turning 58 today.
See me bowing, my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Just too wide and nerdy.
So,
I've never heard that.
Why, are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, why did you pick that one?
Well, because that kind of appeals to my age group.
Okay. It's a famous rap song.
Chamillionaire. I believe it's Chamillionaire, right? He's from Houston.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Riding Dirty is the name of the
song. I'm enlightening
you,
Scott. Yeah. Riding Dirty is the name of the actual song.
Do you know his real name, his full name?
Weird Al Yankovic's or Chamillionaire's?
No, Weird Al.
Weird Al. Al Yankovic?
Alfred Matthew Yankovic.
Okay.
Now, apparently he's going to go on tour.
Oh, really?
His next tour is just going to be him. He walks out with a stool and sits on it and plays the accordion.
Well, that's cool.
It's going to be like, you know, real music, not his weird stuff.
Okay.
But he's a really creative guy. Really is. All right, go ahead.
So he's turning 58 today.
Okay.
Dwight Yoakam is turning 61 today. So one of his hits, Fast As You.
Yeah.
Also not a bad actor, believe it or not.
Sling Blade.
Chili Fest headliner one year.
Yeah, a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But he also directs, too. But, Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Y'all got any of them French fried taters? Mm-hmm.
You don't want me to bring, do you want me to bring the taters out? I mean,
we have the taters.
Let me see. Yeah, here we go. But he's not the one who said it.
No, he's
Billy
not. That's Billy Bob
Thornton. I'm thinking might want to take me some of these potaters home with him.
All right.
Boy, like you better not talk like that.
Pele is turning 77 for all you football fans out there.
Yeah.
And Chichi Rodriguez is turning 82, Puerto Rican golfer.
Yep.
And he's pretty cool. He's almost like the most interesting man in the world.
Well, no, he's not. That's that beer guy. But anyway.
Yeah, well, okay Scott, fine. Yeah. And that's all I got.
Okay, Sanjay Gupta. He's a TV doc. See, on CNN, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 48 years old. They asked him to be the Surgeon General. He went, are you kidding? I'm making 10 times as much money on TV telling people to do this. All right. 623.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It is one of the most nauseating things I think I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, to watch people trying to exploit a tragedy the way we have been witnessing now, and to have the person that's leading the effort, a known Trump hater. There's hardly anything that Congresswoman Frederica Wilson has not said about President Trump. And she has wanted forever to impeach him, to call him a racist, to call it whatever she wants to call him. And unfortunately and sadly, we have a corrupt and complicit media. And all the media is interested in is basically doing the bidding of the Democratic Party. That's all they care about. When General Kelly came out, I don't think anybody could knock down, incinerate a narrative the way that General Kelly did yesterday.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Toyota trucks like the Tundra and Tacoma can take you pretty much anywhere.
They can take you here to your favorite swimming spot.
Woo! Cannonball!
Or over here, ripping through sand dunes.
Cut it out!
They can even take you all the way to your favorite, most secluded campsites.
Regardless of what's in your way.
But even though the Tundra and Tacoma can take you pretty much anywhere, on game day, they'll be taking you to one place and one place only. The tailgate party.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Qualified Texas residents affected by the hurricane can delay payments on a new Tundra for up to 180 days. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's deferred first payment program is available on new Toyota vehicles financed through TFS. Finance charges and other restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details. Offer ends 10/31/17.
626, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. You know, I guess college administrators have to watch over events that happen on their campus. And, you know, if you say, well, we're not going to do this, then the students might get mad. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to try to have fun, let the students enjoy themselves. Oh, but then this kind of got out of hand. A bar in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
They have bars in Iowa. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Held something called the Twerking Olympics.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Month.
Okay. So...
I mean, that has disaster written
well,
all over it.
Well, it does.
The Corn Cob Twerking Olympics.
Now, and I could see where you can't control what goes on a bar off campus.
Correct.
Right. But the bar in Council Bluffs held these Twerking Olympics last month, and a lot of kids from Iowa Western Community College.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
We all know them.
Yep, IWCC.
Yeah, what's that nickname? Do we have any idea?
Oh, gosh.
I know, Zach, you haven't reported on Iowa Western Community College recently.
Iowa Western. Oh, I spelled
Community
Iowa
College.
Wrong.
That's
I spelled
okay.
it. Oh, well, Iwoa.
Iwoa. Iowa Western Community College. They attended.
They are the Reavers.
And
the Reavers.
Yeah, that's what it says, mascot. The Reavers.
What is that? What is a reaver?
Now
we need to go look that up.
Dadgummit. Okay.
God, internet.
There we go.
I know.
So many attended and, of course, participated, as you would guess.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like non-singing karaoke, right? You see somebody doing that and you go, well, I can do better than that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a reaver is a river pirate, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And they do have rivers in Iowa.
And they got an eye patch.
Yeah, because when I think Iowa, I think rivers.
I know that's weird, but yeah. I do know people from Iowa, and they live on the river.
Yeah, they got a big
one. Yeah, it's, right. Yeah, it's okay. A thing. It's
by
a
the
thing.
Way, they've got their mascot looks like an actual, like, saltwater pirate. I think freshwater pirates were dressed differently, right?
That's what I would think.
Okay. I would think so, too.
Wouldn't have the parrot on the shoulder.
They would just be a bunch of rednecks.
Fun fact, Council Bluffs, Iowa, is basically about 5 minutes away from the border of Nebraska, which they're right by Omaha.
Yeah.
So, and when I played volleyball at Blinn, this is where we played the NJCAA championships.
Of course.
Was in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Of course.
At Iowa Western.
I remember I went to Nebraska and there was a river, which of course amazed me. And they went, yeah, that's Iowa over there.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like,
right,
I mean,
so
literally right across the way. We flew into Omaha.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. So, anyhow,
back to the twerking.
Back to the twerking Olympics. Oh. Unfortunately, about 30 people started fighting.
Well, okay, you know, my twerk's better than yours.
Yeah, then this is where the college got involved, because then the fighting kept up once they got back to the dorms.
Oh.
Police have been reviewing what happened, and they've arrested 8 men for their roles in the
really? You know what happened is somebody's girlfriend started twerking with the wrong guy.
That could be it.
Yeah, if you're twerking off stage, they're probably could be some incendiary situation. All right, there we go. Let's do weather. High temperature today going to be about 80. Winds out of the west, which doesn't happen too often, about 5 miles an hour. Then tonight, clear with a low around 54 tonight. And then tomorrow, sunny. High temperature near 74, but north winds 10 to 15, maybe gusting up to 25 miles an hour. And as we mentioned, tomorrow night, we're looking at a low of around 45 degrees. So that'll feel kind of refreshing Wednesday morning. And then as far as Wednesday is concerned, wind still out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. And then we'll start to warm up on Thursday as we're at 79 or so. And they're telling us Friday that a high temperature will be about 71, and our low temperature on Friday night around 43. Oh, by the way, and they're saying football night. Yeah, 43 when the Aggies play. So that may be kind of fun. But as we discussed, after all, it's time for this stuff to be happening. Right now, the winds are calm, 86% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 52.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A judge has tossed out a $417 million jury award to a woman who claims she developed ovarian cancer by using Johnson & Johnson talc-based baby powder for feminine hygiene. The Superior Court judge in Los Angeles Friday granted J&J's request for a new trial, saying there were errors and jury misconduct in the previous trial that ended with the award 2 months ago. The judge also says there wasn't convincing evidence that J&J acted with malice and the award for damages was excessive. Boeing says Mitsubishi Heavy, a key supplier on the 787 Dreamliner, has agreed to a pact aimed at lowering the cost to build planes. It's one of a string of such deals Boeing has struck with suppliers under its so-called Partnering for Success effort. No specifics on the planned savings aimed at helping Boeing make money on a program that remains $26.5 billion in the hole. Crude oil trading at $51.87 a barrel on Wall Street futures, pointing to a modestly higher open. And that's Your Money Now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today is the first day of early voting for the city council and school board elections in the Twin Cities.
Last week's Chamber of Commerce candidates forum included everyone running for contested races. That included those seeking the Place 3 position on College Station City Council. Linda Harvell and Dallas Shipp had the opportunity to ask their opponent a question. Shipp replied to Harvell's question about an alternative funding source to pay for the city's new police headquarters instead of increasing property taxes.
I'm not saying that I'm always going to say you cannot increase taxes. What I'm saying is that if there's no other plan in action to increase our sales tax revenue and to increase our commercial development revenue, then yes, then that is your only option because you have to pay for the police.
Harvell's response to Shipp's question about not recusing herself from any votes was directed at Harvell's recent rezoning vote against allowing a business to build a new store at George Bush in Fairview.
I talked to our legal department, the city of College Station. I live 5 blocks away from that thoroughfare there. She told me I had no conflict. my property values weren't going to change one way or another.
There are five locations for early voting. Locations, dates, and times are online at BrancesVotes.org. You can hear comments from the Chamber's candidates form online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station ISD employees are giving back in a big way this year. CSISD Education Foundation Director Teresa Binden says over $100,000 has been pledged through an internal fundraising campaign, Project Smile.
It's a way for us to be able to support our teacher grants, our scholarships, all the programs that we support for the school district.
Binden says about 45% of district employees are participating through automatic payroll deduction or a one-time gift. Binden says the employee giving campaign was launched 7 years ago with $15,000 in donations and has grown each year. Gunfire for the second time in 2 weeks at the flats on 12 apartments on Harvey Mitchell Parkway led to the death of a College Station man Saturday night. According to a College Station police news release, two men met in a parking lot for a drug transaction when the victim was shot and killed. The victim was identified as 19-year-old Christopher Maurice Eidelberg Jr. of College Station. An arrest warrant has been issued for 22-year-old Trey Gonzalez of College Station for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. CSPD is also investigating an armed robbery just before midnight at the Valero Corner Store on Harvey Road. According to a news release, a black man armed with a handgun stole an undisclosed amount of money before fleeing to a nearby apartment complex. No one was injured. During his weekly Washington update on our show, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked by a listener if sequestration, which refers to automatic spending cuts through the withdrawal of funding for certain government programs. The listener asked if it was still in place, why do military flyovers still take place at football games while medical companies are getting hit by reductions?
The military flyovers are a minor cost compared to the budget, and I think that most Americans are willing to accept the cost of the flyovers.
Flores says flyovers give citizens a chance to recognize the pilots' accomplishments and activities they are involved in around the world. Former presidents Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama took the stage Saturday night as part of the Deep from the Heart One America Appeal concert at Reed Arena. The event, coordinated by the five former presidents as a fundraiser for hurricane relief, featured several renowned musical artists, including special guest Lady Gaga.
Introduce myself differently to all of you. So I was going, hello, Mr. President. 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 But as I was thinking about that, I thought the most special thing of all is how pain is such an equalizer. And in a time of catastrophe, we all put our differences aside and we come together. Because we need each other or we can't survive.
Also performing was Robert Earl Keen, Lyle Lovett, Sam Moore, and the group Alabama. The event was emceed by country music artist Lee Greenwood. We have pictures and audio online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW,
Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Bob Brick, candidate for College Station City Council, Place 1. College Station is a great city. Its mission statement is to maintain the quality of life for our citizens. I'm running for the council because I want to honor that mission by fully funding core services, including police, fire, and transportation infrastructure to support the growth we're experiencing, by encouraging smart, sustainable growth, and by making our neighborhoods safe and secure. I ask for your support. I'm Bob Brick for College Station City Council. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Bob Brick Campaign. Don Hellriegel, Treasurer.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 28th, it's feral hogs. Feral hogs are an ever-growing expensive problem for farmers, ranchers, and property owners. Come learn the latest in control measures this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:40. Brazos Valley weather. Yeah, we got some of that. And it's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure situated near Austin this morning. We'll have lots of sunshine today. Temperatures will be right around 80 degrees later this afternoon. Clear, cool tonight. We'll fall back to about 50 to 55. Looks like another nice day tomorrow. Abundant sunshine. We'll probably hit 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clear, cool tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. Sunny and a little bit warmer by Wednesday. Highs will be somewhere between 75 and 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. The Houston Astros are heading to the World Series, big thanks in part to right-hander Justin Verlander, who was named ALCS MVP.
From ownership all the way down to every single teammate embraced me and made me feel welcome from the second I got here. And that means so much, and I'm so happy to be able to contribute back and hopefully help us win a world championship.
Of course, Verlander was traded to Houston from the Detroit Tigers back in August. Since then, he's been anything but bad. He has been amazing, actually. So we'll hear a little bit more from him coming up, as well as talking some high school football from Friday night, give you some scoring updates from around the Brazos Valley, and the Dallas Cowboys got back on the win train yesterday, and the Aggie soccer team continues to stay on that wind train. All that and more coming up in sports.
The wind train?
The wind train. All aboard the wind train. If you're not willing to get on board, best get off the tracks.
That's exactly right. Okay, well, he was in Detroit. I mean, he was just happy to get out of Detroit. He didn't care where he went.
But you know, the Tigers were good not that long ago. Yeah. And they have just they've got a lot of veteran players and they've just completely tanked.
You wake up every day, you're in Detroit. Yeah, I mean, think about that. So, you know, there's always that going on. Okay, let me see here. In a conference call yesterday, President Trump. Did we have any tweets?
We have a couple.
They're both from
yesterday. What? They're kind of funny.
Well, Let's hear from the leader of the free world. It's the tweet time.
So yesterday he tweeted, "Wacky Congresswoman Wilson is the gift that keeps on giving for the Republican Party. Yeah, a disaster for the Dems. You watch her in action and vote Republican." And then he also tweeted out, "It is finally sinking through. 46% of people believe major national news orgs fabricate stories about me. Fake news, even worse, lost credentials." And then just now, 33 seconds ago, this is why I keep an eye on the timeline. He says, "There will be no change to your 401k. This has always been a great and popular middle class tax break that works and it stays."
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Okay.
All right. right, so well, there we are.
And that is, that's kind of what they're trying to do. They're trying to come up with some sort of tax. Well, they need to get something done. So anyway, they are looking at tax reform.
The last time major tax reform was done, it took Congress more than a year to do it. This time around, they're aiming to do it in just 10 weeks. There's sure to be plenty of debate over the GOP proposal, though, which will likely be unveiled in the next week or so. And leadership has said there will be plenty of changes made after it's introduced. On Friday, House Speaker Paul Ryan announced the House plans to add a fifth tax bracket to the previously announced four, and would be for the richest Americans. On Fox News Sunday, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wouldn't say if he supports that change as well.
I hate to get into the details of this. It's going to be hashed out in the open in the Ways and Means Committee in the House and the Finance Committee in the Senate.
In Washington, Garrett Tenney, Fox News.
Wait a minute. Did he say it's going to be done in the open? That's not true. They don't ever do anything in the open. I mean, they may yammer at one another, then they go back and they make a deal.
It's all in the secret of night.
Yeah, I'm just glad that Mitch McConnell's finally deciding to try to do his job. Okay, see how that works
out.
How
old is Mitch McConnell?
Oh, I don't know.
Man, he's got to, I mean.
He's been around a while.
My name's Mitch McConnell.
Well, it's kind of interesting.
He's 75.
Okay, you never see these people in perspective until he's, now Trump is a pretty big guy. He's, what, about 6'2"? Is that probably right?
He's got huge hands.
Huge.
Let's look at the roster breakdown.
Yeah, exactly. And so he was, Mitch went to visit him the other day, and I think he came up to maybe his shoulder.
Really?
He's a somewhat diminutive by comparison, but nonetheless, that's fine. I'm glad he was able to get up
you
early
know,
enough.
See, when you Google athletes, they come right up with their height and weight.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You Google presidents, not
it
so
says high. It says McConnell's 5'9".
Really?
Yeah.
Well, just if you'll Google in how tall is President Trump?
6'2".
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
All right,
correct.
That's it. Well. So, former President Jimmy Carter, he was here, I think. This weekend.
He was here.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. He was the best part of the night. He was like, appreciate you if y'all donated to this fund, but actually donate to Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah. Start selling that.
He totally did an advertisement for Habitat for Humanity the entire night.
Which is, you know, that's good. Well, yeah, you should have been wearing like a banner or something.
Oh,
yeah.
It was so funny.
Of course, Habitat for Humanity, I mean, is big here in College Station,
it is.
Too.
Oh,
they're very
yeah.
big.
It is.
Plenty
yeah.
of folks
yeah.
who were excited about him, you know,
yeah,
plugging that. But
sure. Big old plug.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, great. Okay, Jimmy, for one day, you got to change hats. You got to go over and do this thing.
Not even for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you get five minutes on the podium.
Right. We flew you here. We fed you. Uh-huh. We'll fly you back. You know, the least you could do is remember why you're here.
He's 90 something. Sky.
I know he is. He's 92. He's 92 years old,
well,
I think. So there. Anyway, Jimmy tells the New York Times that he does not believe the Russians stole the election from former candidate Hillary Clinton. He said, "I don't think there's any evidence that what the Russians did changed enough votes or any votes." Dang, Jimmy. Yeah. Actually, what's happened, we'll see if this story grows legs. I was reading about it over the weekend, that when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in the Obama administration, they basically came up with a deal to sell American uranium to the Russians. Okay, 20% of the United States uranium was going to the Russians. They signed the deal, or they agreed to the deal, 2 days after Bill Clinton got paid $500,000 to speak in Russia. Oh,
interesting.
Wait. And then they gave, the Russian government gave $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. $145 million.
That's insane.
Also, what happened is, I think it's Justice Today is the group that did this. They got the documents. They found out how much the Russians spent on those internet ads. $6,500.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's chump change, man.
$6,500, and they gave $145 million to the Clinton Foundation.
They spend that much in toilet paper at the Kremlin.
They do, and I know the Clintons are honest and pure as the driven snow.
They are good people.
All of that stuff, they are. So, anyhow, I thought that was somewhat interesting, but again, it may not grow legs. You may not hear about it anyplace else. That's 6:48.
Mark your calendars. The Brazos Valley Cares Run or Ruck, a 5K and 1 mile kids race through Veterans Park, will be held Sunday, November 12th. This family-friendly event is a fundraiser for Brazos Valley Cares, whose mission is to support the brave service men and women and their families living in the Brazos Valley. The race will begin at 10 a.m. and finish around 1 p.m. The registration fee is $30 for adults and $15 for kids, and includes a runner's bag, T-shirt, and food from J. Cody's. If you don't want to participate in the race, you're still invited to come out and support our local veterans
friends and enjoy the activities. Go to info@brazosvalleycares.org for additional details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 28th, it's feral hogs. Feral hogs are an ever-growing expensive problem for farmers, ranchers, and property owners. Come learn the latest in control measures this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Heirloom tomatoes are probably more popular today than they were when they were new. Antique roses are as commonplace as today's modern hybrids. So where are the shrubs of yester landscape? What's happened to the plants our grandmothers grew? And why aren't they just as good today? Unsung Shrubs for Texas. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. There are some absolutely wonderful shrubs that have fallen along the garden path over the last several decades. They're out there just waiting to be rediscovered, but until advocates step forth and ask for them, nurserymen will keep growing the shiny new plants that sell best. I have some pages from our landscaping scrapbooks. These are plants you'll see behind you and your relatives in all those family photos. We're going to start with Italian jasmine. This is one of the most durable of all landscaping shrubs in Texas. It grows to 4 to 5 feet tall and 5 or 6 or 7 feet wide. Its leaves are the darkest dark green of any landscaping shrub, and it's almost never bothered by insect, disease, soil, or climatic problems. I've grown it for all of my life, and I've never seen a problem with it. It's a wonderfully soft arching plant visually, so it works well in covering sloping areas, also as a relief to taller, coarse textured shrubs. It grows quickly and it tolerates everything from full sun to moderately heavy shade. It produces multitudes of small yellow blossoms from late winter on. It's not showy, but it's always gorgeous. Then there's primrose jasmine. If you want something just a little bit larger, go with this evergreen shrub like its sister, Italian jasmine. Primrose jasmine is arching, but it gets 5 or 6 feet tall and 6 or 7 feet wide, a little bit bigger than Italian jasmine. It has larger, lighter green foliage, and the flowers are considerably larger and double. More than one row of petals. It's reliably winter hardy in the southern two-thirds of the state. It deserves much wider planting. Its flowers really are showy. Oh, one of my favorites of all time is Chinese photinia. Just when you thought you'd give up on photinias forever because of the disease problems, you realize there's been an old standby waiting in the wings. Chinese photinia has been in our landscapes for a century or more. It doesn't have the coppery new growth that red tip does, but it also doesn't have those problems. It grows best in full or nearly full sun. It'll get 15 to 20 feet tall. The main problem is availability. Your best bet would be to find chance seedlings and then grow your own. It does have powdery mildew problems in the spring that red tip doesn't have, but the fungal leaf spot that's just killing red tip photinias does not bother Chinese photinia. Oh, and a couple of plants that I like a lot, and I don't really have much time to talk about them, standard Nandina, the old-fashioned standard Nandina, and glossy Abelia. I'm Neil Sperry, the least planned part of your landscape, probably. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:53. Some quick high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated topped Bryan 12-3. College Station rolled past Rudder 49-14. Brazos Christian bested Central Texas Christian 42-28. Allen Academy fell to Brazosport Christian 84-49, and Navasota came up short to Silsby 39-34. St. Joe's was originally slated to play Texas School for the Deaf Friday night, but that game has now been pushed back to this evening at 6:30. In the college game, Texas A&M had the week off, but that didn't stop the Aggies from moving up in the AP poll. Maroon and White received 74 votes, leaving them just outside of the top 25 at number 26. Alabama remains number one, followed by Penn State, Georgia, TCU, and Washington. They get Coach Sumlin's take on the bye week, as well as this upcoming Saturday's game against Mississippi State. Tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8, right here on WTAW. 14th-ranked Texas A&M soccer scored two goals midway through the second half to best Vanderbilt 2-1 yesterday at Ellis Field. Coach G. Guerreri said the win was big on Senior Day.
Senior Day has always been a special day for us, and this is a special senior class, and this team wasn't going to allow their Senior Day to be destroyed. You know, great first half. We were all over them, and then to give up a goal without even allowing the other team to complete a pass on a long throw and a corner kick was disappointing, but the grit of the team to come from behind, get another win, and do it for these four seniors is outstanding.
The win marked the ninth straight victory for Coach G and the ladies, who improved to 13-2-1 overall and 8-1 in SEC play. Aggie volleyball concluded the first half of its Southeastern Conference schedule with a 3-1 setback against Ole Miss yesterday. Now, with the loss, the Aggs fall to 6-10 overall and 3-6 in SEC play. For the second time in franchise history, the Houston Astros have won the pennant.
McCullers, hands at the belt, hands over the head of the windup, the 2-0. And Bird skies this one, shallow center. Correa out, Springer in, Springer calling everyone off. Springer makes the catch, and the Astros are headed to the World Series. 4-0. Take the series 4-3, and there are the 2017 American League champions.
Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers combined on a three-hitter, and Evan Gattis and Jose Altuve each went deep as the Astros defeated the Yankees 4-0 in Game 7 of the ALCS. Righty Justin Verlander, who was traded to Houston from Detroit back in August, was named series MVP after two dominating starts.
I love everything. I love everything about this city. The fans have really embraced me and my family. From ownership all the way down to every single teammate embraced me and made me feel welcome from the second I got here. And that means so much, and I'm so happy to be able to contribute back and hopefully help us win a world championship.
Verlander finished the series at 2-0 with a 0.56 ERA while striking out 21 in 16 innings of work. He and the Astros are already out in Los Angeles, where they'll kick off the World Series against the Dodgers tomorrow night. The Houston Texans had the week off, but the Dallas Cowboys were back in action, paying a visit to the San Francisco 49ers.
Hand off Elliott, straight up the gut, 20-15, split him, 10-5, touchdown. That to walk the dog.
Ezekiel Elliott ran for 147 yards and two touchdowns, and Dak Prescott threw for 234 yards and three scores as the boys blew past the 49ers 40-10. Now with the win, Dallas improves to 3-3 on the year and puts a stop to a two-game skid. Tonight's NFL game features an NFC East showdown with the 5-1 Philadelphia Eagles, taking on the 3-2 Washington Redskins of this football season. Kickoff is at 7:30 in Philly with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And after taking yesterday off, all three NBA Lone Star teams are back in action tonight. Houston entertains Memphis at 7, Dallas welcomes Golden State to town at 7:30, and San Antonio hosts Toronto at 7:30 as well. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
So, World Series starting up. This is the first time since 1970,
okay,
that there have been a pair of 100-win teams in the World
Series. I did not know that.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And but, of course, the Dodgers are the favorites. Is what because you know they come from a bigger city,
right?
Well, actually, I think what they're saying is there's 4 days rest, and they only lost two games in their playoffs, where it's a little bit tougher for the Astros.
But it's gonna be a good series, I think, for sure.
That's why you have to play it, you know, to figure that kind of thing out. Hey, they need to let Justin Verlander talk all the time.
Yeah, no, he's a great orator. For
wow,
sure.
He really really is. I mean, he had his thoughts. He was able to express them. It was. Not bad at all. So anyway, they say that the Dodgers are the favorites right now. So we'll see. Starts Tuesday, is that right?
Yes, tomorrow night.
All righty.
Okay, look for a high temperature today of about 80 degrees, but northeasterly winds going to make it feel pretty nice. 54 for our low temperature tonight. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, probably about 74 or so. And chilly, 45 on Tuesday night. And looking ahead, if you happen to be out on Saturday night, football game or otherwise, the low is going to be 43, so you'll get to wear that coat that you bought a long time ago. It's 52 now. WTAW, College Station.